Michael Van Beek. He's the Director of Education Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Michael, how are you?
Tony, thanks for having me. I'm doing fine.
I appreciate you being on the program. A couple things I want to talk about. First, just want to get your reaction to the education portion of the governor's budget proposal.
Well, I think, it looks like the governor is moving in the right direction in a couple of key ways. You know, he's looking at starting to measure how well schools are performing and start to reward schools based on that. And so, using a performance-based funding model is something that would be very beneficial for schools and for kids in particular. And he's moving in that direction by adding a bonus for schools who perform particularly well on certain standards.
Opponents of the governor has ripped him for his lack of spending, if you will, on education, especially K through 12. We know that he did what he had to do from his perspective, that is, because of budgetary challenges. From your perspective, as you look back now, did he handle that the right way? Did he give enough money to education?
Well, he did a couple of things that were very critical and very positive. One is that, last year schools found out how much money they were going to get before their budgets were due. It was just slightly before, but that hadn't been the case for the last 3 or 4 years. Before that, schools had to set their budgets, and then the state, dragging its feet, would determine later how much money schools would actually get, and it wouldn't be until months later, until after the school year started. So Governor Snyder helped schools by, getting his budget done, and I think, this current year's budget is going to be the same way. And the other thing that that gets lost in all of this talk about, him not spending enough money, not handing over enough money to schools, is that some of the reforms that passed last year have actually saved schools hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, for individual school districts, things that help control their employee health insurance costs. These things have saved school districts hundreds of thousands of dollars, and now they're going to be able to, use more of that money in the classroom. So, there are things that are that Governor Snyder has done positively from a financial aspect for schools.
There is a report in this morning's Detroit News front page top full. Headline reads: 48 school district on Michigan watch list. State monitors trouble schools struggling to control growing deficits. Have you seen that story, and what do you think?
I have seen that report by the Michigan Department of Education, and that was based on there are 48 school districts and charter schools that are in deficits that have deficits based on last fiscal year. That is a direct result of a failure to control their costs. And many of those school districts, to be fair to them too, are in very difficult situations. They're losing students either because their local economy has dwindled, or there are many students in that area who are choosing to enroll in other districts or choosing to enroll in charter schools. And it's a difficult position they're in. They've got to scale down very quickly, and that's difficult to do, and that's evident from their financial records, which are really pretty poor right now.
We're talking with Michael Van Beek from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Michael, any schools that you can remember over the last few years that were in financial trouble, that were having trouble meeting test score ceilings, but turned it around and now are doing okay?
There are several school districts that have done that. Berrien Springs, which is in Berrien County, southwest Michigan, they were a district that was losing enrollment. They were struggling financially. And they basically decided to open themselves up to make what they call the superintendent over there, Jim Birmingham, says they became a district of choice because they became a district of choices. And they've expanded the amount of courses that they offer students. They use a lot of online and digital learning. They've really increased their alternative education program. And they've taken a different approach to how they offer education. They don't mandate what kind of things students have to take. They offer them a menu of options. And apparently in that area, parents and students are drawn to that, and they like that. And so Berrien Springs has gone from a district that was losing enrollment to now their enrollment has grown by over 50% in the last 5 years, and they're doing very well financially. And there are several other districts like that have sort of embraced, different learning options through online learning and some of those other areas, and have turned that into a positive thing for them.
You recently wrote a piece titled "Schools Should Fund Learning, Not Insurance Companies." Tell us about this story.
Sure. Well, this was a result of some research that we've done over the last couple of years, and it ties into the recent legislation that passed that caps the amount that school districts can spend on health insurance. And what we'd noticed through our research is that school health insurance costs had gone up significantly over this last decade. So they'd increased by 31% since 2004. And now we spend about $1,300 per student just to provide health insurance for school employees. So that's, a good thing to keep in mind when we talk about, what some of these cuts or spending reductions or when these things are put into per pupil terms. These are often, we debate about, a couple hundred dollars per student. Well, we spend $1,300 per student just on health insurance for school employees. So that helps keep things into perspective. But what we had noticed is a lot of school districts use Michigan Education Special Services Association for their health insurance, and that's a health insurance that's owned and operated by the state's largest teachers union, and it's really expensive. And the recent legislation has helped control those costs, and schools are saving money. And MESA, the union-run health insurance company, is starting to change and starting to offer more competitive rates. And so that legislation that passed last year has been really beneficial for schools.
Looking at the rates for MESA, they're substantial, $72.10 for single, $16,173 for two-person, and $17,692 for family plans. I'm just surprised that any district would have settled for that.
Well, a lot of times what happens at the bargaining table is the MEA, which, represents most of the school employees in this state, they push hard for school districts to accept that MESA plan because they benefit from it financially because it's their insurance company. So, that's one reason why you see this all over school districts. Recently, I've been tracking this. Many more school districts are switching away from MESA because they're starting to recognize, hey, this we can't afford this any longer, and they're starting to go to more competitive health plans.
Michael Van Beek is the Director of Education Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and that story we were just talking about, Michael, they can find that and other great stories online. Where do they go?
www.mackinaw.org, and Mackinac is with a C, like the island, not the city.
All right. Thanks so much, Michael.
All right.